we all kind of collect scraps of paper with lyrics on them as we kind of pass through life, and we scribble and we collect and we talk into our phones and we type into our whatever other accoutrements we may have. And then when it comes to writing songs, we throw them all up in the air, and wherever they land, that's the song.
It's a songwriting process that served Bell X1 well over the past decade. But making album number 4, change was in the air. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Recovering from the breakup of their former band Juniper, reaching star status in Ireland, and then taking on the U.S. music scene, Bell X1 is hardly a band that settles. And that was even more the case over the past 2 years, when their album Flock had them on the road more than home. So while the title of the new record, Blue Lights on the Runway, is partly an image of travel, the songs reflect a journey in themselves. The departure of founding member Brian Crosby is one big change, but it gave the remaining trio an extra push to keep evolving, adding new sounds to the band's already lush brand of song-focused rock. And when Paul and Dave from the band caught up with FUV's Rich McLaughlin, they spoke about the thought behind those decisions and why being veteran newcomers isn't all that bad.
I think with this record, we've made a very conscious decision to do it quite differently, or to use a lot of different tools. I think we wanted to, I suppose, first kind of make sure the songs were there. And having done that, I think we, you know, decided we wanted to kind of be more experimental with how we dressed those songs and use a lot of instruments we'd never really used before. And I suppose get into the kind of electronic side of things for, you know, just as a, it's something we were kind of all excited about doing and had never kind of gone that way before. So it was, yeah, I suppose we do. We try to push ourselves with every record and kind of explore territory that we hadn't been before.
Kick the can, I can see now behind the temper and fire. Mr. Wolf knows what time it is. He says it's dinner time. I don't know what you're carrying or how your heart is wired, but there's a dangerous ticking. I'll cut the red one, now the blue.
You guys have such a deep history as a band. I mean, going back to Juniper with Damien Rice, and now this is your fourth studio album as Bell X1. Yet to a lot of American music fans, you're this sort of young, up-and-coming, emerging band. Is that something that's sort of strange to you guys, considering that, knowing how long you've been playing together?
No way. We definitely see ourselves being young and hip.
Young and relevant.
Young and relevant, yeah.
Always. Yeah, I mean, I think with every band who kind of seems to suddenly appear, it's very rarely the case that they've suddenly appeared. They've, you know, been honing their craft for a long time, and, you know, this kind of 10 years of overnight success is, you know, it's a common thing where a band has had, you know, several records behind them before they kind of get noticed. So, yeah, I mean, it's been a good time. It's been an interesting journey. From then to now, and yeah, I suppose it's, I mean, part of why we try to kind of shift it a little every time we make a record is to kind of keep ourselves interested as well. You know, it's I think it's good. We certainly admire bands that kind of constantly kind of challenge what the kind of preconceptions of what they do is. And yeah, no, we're happy doing what we do.
You pull his collar up against the wind, against those who said the trial was the first step to faith. All he was railing and filled with newfound purpose and pride, he'd make something of this heady glow. Now where would she go? What do I know? 'Cause all is unraveled. He was bare, stripped off his skin, like the ribs of a broken umbrella, sticking out of a bin.
Live at FUV, it's the guys of Bell X1 performing the song The Ribs of a Broken Umbrella. To hear more from Bell X1 and other artists, visit the online archives at WFUV.org.